Hi everyone, I'm Maddie Heim and welcome to Inside Winona. I'm here this week with Mandy Olson, the director of the local nonprofit Ready Set School, which provides low-income Winona County students with money for school supplies. Mandy was serving as the director of international admissions at Cotter Schools before she came on board with Ready Set Schools last November, and she still works there part-time today. She's lived in Winona for about 12 years with her husband and two children. So, you've been on the job for about 6 months now, and since we are talking about school type things, I am wondering what the biggest learning curve has been for you.
Yeah, sure. So I think from a logistical standpoint, my biggest learning curve is understanding the time it takes to do different pieces of the job. I know that there's been times where I felt like maybe I should have started this a little bit earlier because then it feels rushed. So there's just the learning curve of understanding the patterns of how much time to spend on things.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. You're taking over a big organization.
Yeah.
Things take time to plan. So for those who might not know, can you explain a little bit about what Ready Set School is and who's eligible for it?
Sure. Ready Set School is a nonprofit organization that is just serving Winona County students and residents. There's basically two parts to Ready Set School. It's we need to raise money, and our budget, our annual budget overall is about $70,000 for the year. And then the second part is we need to give that out to families here in Winona County. To be eligible for a voucher, we call it, a family needs to be receiving free and reduced lunches, housing subsidy, or like a food benefit like TAMF or WIC, I believe it's called.
Gotcha. And so can you kind of explain where you are in the process right now?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. This is probably one of our busier times. It's both the big fundraising campaign and also the application period. So basically from March to May, we work to raise about $40,000 of the $70,000 overall budget. And at the same time, April 15th through May 31st, our applications are open for families to apply for these vouchers that will then be mailed out to them in July, and they can use them in August and September. So we've been working really hard on trying to get, you know, information and press releases out there about both we need to raise the money and we need families to apply.
Yeah, I bet it is the busy season. So thanks for coming in and doing the podcast busy time. So do you know off the top of your head how many kids received vouchers last year?
Absolutely. We had just over 600 students that received vouchers. And that is down from previous years. That was one of the goals of the board this year, was to increase the number of families applying for vouchers. And before I came here, I did pull a stat because I was curious. From the Minnesota Department of Health, there are about 1,800 families, or students, I should say, students that are eligible for free and reduced lunches. And as I said, last year we served about 600, so we definitely have a gap in we could be serving more students.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you're looking to kind of broaden the audience of people who are receiving the vouchers.
Yeah, it's not broadened necessarily. It's the same people, but it's the communication. The board thinks that going back a few years ago, the application for vouchers went completely online. That changed, along with schools in general just giving information over email or on website or the internet, basically caused this drop off of the number of applications. So we worked this year to try to brainstorm different ideas on how to get the message out there more. And for example, one of the goals we had was to collaborate more with agencies that serve very similar clientele. So we have, you know, Miller Mentoring helping us promote this. We have Big Brothers Big Sisters helping us, the Food Shelf, and on and on. So I feel like we did do a better job of trying to do a lot of proactive reach out to the families.
Gotcha. And I remember that when we talked right when you had started, you had mentioned about, you know, making sure that teachers and the people who are mm-hmm. interacting with kids on the front lines essentially are also aware of the program and are also aware of how to tell families, hey, you can use this. Mm-hmm. Has that been kind of a push as well?
Well, actually, now that you mentioned that, it hasn't been a specific push. We do have some general information that we send out to the schools, and I guess right now we're trusting that they're disseminating that down. I know the Winona Area Public Schools had information on their website, but that is definitely something we should improve upon for next year, is reaching the teachers.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I saw on your website while I was doing a little research, is that Ready, Set, School needs to raise like $44,000 mm-hmm. by May, by mm-hmm. the end of May. So I'm just curious, you know, how you're doing on that goal, and also how can people help if they're interested?
Absolutely. No, thank you for bringing that up. Yeah, we are at about $38,000 or $39,000 right now. So, you know, about $5,000 yet to go. We have a $20,000 matching grant from the Community Foundation, so that was a great head start. But over the course of the last probably 6 weeks or so, we've had a lot of community fundraisers, a lot of businesses chipping in to help Ready, Set, School. So that's been very positive. And most of those have been, they have increased the donation from the previous year. Also, we had done a letter campaign. We did a lot of Facebook messages and that sort of thing. And I feel like everything has gone really well, but we're still about $5,000 short. But I will say donations are still coming in daily. I just picked up another two that came in the mail. I had to pick up another one that was brought to WMB Financial. So we really appreciate the community support.
Yeah. And I've seen all the, you know, various like Ready, Set, Bloomingdale's and Ready, Set, Nate and Allie's and stuff like that. So it's really cool that you're, you know, it's really cool that local businesses are interested in partnering with you guys.
Absolutely. Taking time. I mean, business owners, small business owners especially, they're so busy. They wear so many hats, and they stop and they think about an organization like Ready, Set, School and what they can do to help.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So that may have just kind of answered this question a little bit, but what do you think makes an organization like Ready, Set, School successful in a community like Winona? Like, what about Winona makes it work here?
Yeah, that's a good question. Even before I started working at Ready, Set, School, I've been in the Winona community for about 12 years. And I would say Winona's a small big town or a big small town. And so that means that it's very easy to communicate and reach people. And I think the size of the community is a big reason why Ready, Set, School is successful.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So I know that you said that you kind of appreciate being the middle person, or, you know, connecting people who want to donate to people who mm-hmm. need it. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if there have been, you know, moments or anecdotes from your first 6 months that really kind of solidify why you're doing this work.
That's a great question, too. I haven't had too much interaction yet with the folks that actually need the help. However, I have had teachers reach out to me over email requesting some school supplies that we have in our storage unit. And I can feel how grateful they are for this program and that they have this resource. For example, I just had a teacher from a small school say, "We are running out of erasers and we have a couple more weeks of school left. Is there any chance that you have any? We could use about 20. And I was like, "Yep, absolutely. Where can I drop them off?" And she like emailed me 3 times about how grateful she was for the opportunity to request something like that.
Yeah, that's really cool. That's amazing. So is most of your work, is most of it through like in the city of Winona, or is it really evenly split with like all the school districts that are in Winona County?
The Winona Area Public School is the largest school in the county, so proportionally they do get a lot of the vouchers and the support, but definitely St. Charles and Lewiston are the next two that receive these the vouchers. And so I don't have the stats with me, but I'd always be happy to share those with you, especially next year as I kind of finish out my first year of this program.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of finishing out your first year, what are some things that you want to accomplish in the next 6 months, or what are the next 6 months going to hold for you?
Going forward in the next couple of weeks, we're finishing up our fundraising campaign and also the requirement of applying for the vouchers. And then we have to figure out how much the voucher is going to be worth this year and mail that out to families in July. And so there's a lot of just, you know, plain logistical things that have to be done. But I think for goals, I definitely want to sit down and reflect on, again, going back to how long things took me and how can we do things more efficient and how can we make a bigger impact both for raising funds and providing the vouchers for the families.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when the students and the families get those vouchers, I think I saw on your website that there are specific local businesses that you can go spend them at. Mm-hmm. Are you able to say what those businesses are?
Yeah, actually, I just confirmed them right before I came here. We have Walmart on board again this year and Rogan's Shoes. We did have Shopko last year, but unfortunately, they are closing.
Right.
And I'm trying to get, they'd like to have one more store on board, but with timing, we're not able to get that up and going for 2019. We're hoping to look at it for 2020. But that's what's so great about this organization, too, is community members donate. It's given to their neighbors, and then they in turn spend the money right here in Winona. So a very community-focused organization.
Yeah, absolutely. And will you have much interaction, you know, coming up in the next couple months with, you know, the students and the families who are directly receiving those vouchers?
Just in the sense of communication, mostly. However, I do expect emails to come my way for questions and confirmations. I've actually received about a handful of emails from families saying, hey, I submitted my application. I just want to make sure you have it. And I suppose it's just making sure that I have it so that then they don't miss the deadline. So yeah, we'll see. I'm really curious myself. I do know that in the past they've had some backpack drives where they offer free backpacks and school supplies to families. And so that'll be a time that I'll actually get to some face-to-face time with the families.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. How has it been working with the board? Because obviously, you know, as a new director comes in, there's some, you know, kinks to work out, I'm sure. But, you know, how has that been going?
The board for Ready Set School is really amazing. They are very energized and very engaged. And I really feel like it's an honor to work for this board. When I started in November, they had just a kind of a goal planning session in October. And one of the things they wanted to do was kind of restructure the board and how they're operating with committees and whatnot. So, you know, I took those notes and I took some feedback from a couple meetings I was at, and we were able to create a structure that then board members could kind of plug themselves into certain areas of the organization that they were a little more passionate about. So, for example, we broke the board down into three teams. We have team marketing and communications, and within that, we have somebody that helps us create flyers and posters and Ready Set School shirts, that sort of thing. We have someone that focuses on social media, specifically Facebook for Ready Set School, and we have a couple board members that are dedicated to thanking people. Then we go into team fundraising, and that's pretty clear. You know, these folks are helping raise funds for the organization, and really that happens through events, direct donations, and then grant writing. Grants actually are a big part of the budget. And then team outreach is a group of board members that are helping with that collaboration piece and helping improve applications and the number of applications coming in for vouchers. Also, they had a goal to improve relations outside of the city of Winona, because it's easy to focus on Winona because it is the biggest city. So the board has a couple people from St. Charles and Lewiston, and with their help, we're trying to plug into different events in those communities so that Ready Set Schools is better known, and we then in turn reach that goal of, you know, more fundraising dollars and also more applications.
Yeah, absolutely. So to kind of close out, I think, you know, when I'm thinking about Ready Set School, I think the cool thing about it is small things like a notebook or like pencils or, you know, new shoes that turn around and have this huge impact mm-hmm. on kids. And so I'm curious what you think is the impact for a kid being able to, you know, get a couple new supplies or some new clothes at the start of a school year. You know, why do you think that's important?
Definitely, I feel that at the end of the day, everyone can relate to understanding the first day of school, right? Understanding what that feels like. And for many people, it's very positive. But for other people, it can be negative because it's a reminder of maybe their family situation of, I can't have the new sneakers, I can't have the new notebooks and that sort of thing. So I think it's important because we all want kids to start off on their right foot. That's a very important thing for learning and attention in the classroom. The first day of school is kind of like the first impression of the school year, And so if they can start off on the right foot, that's positive for everybody, the student, the teachers, the family.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's so awesome. And now before we go, if you can just say one more time where people can donate if they would like.
Absolutely. Yeah. All of our information of how to donate is on our website, readysetschoolwinona.org. We also put a lot of information on our Facebook page, and we would love to encourage folks to find Ready, Set, School Winona and like it, to learn about different events going on, learn about the program, learn who we're serving and all of that. So thank you so much, Madeline,
for having me. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes.
Inside Winona is a product of the Winona Daily News and the River Valley Media Group. We want to bring you great content like this every week, but we need your help. You can support Inside Winona by subscribing on your favorite podcast app. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and we're adding more each week. Better yet, consider becoming a Winona Daily News member. Whether you get the paper online or on your doorstep, your membership in the Winona Daily News supports local journalism. You can subscribe online in minutes by visiting winonadailynews.com/subscribe now.
And I just completely forgot my question. We'll cut this part out.